What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff. I'm a one. I did grab a Truly. I'm trying these Truly margarita deals, and I will say that
Mango chili.
The actual lime one is the worst. The mango is the second worst. There's a strawberry one, and then the best one is actually the cucumber watermelon margarita from Truly. I know, right? Scott, I would think you would like it, but it's not prickly pear cactus. So.
No, it's not. That's the best. I don't do Trulies. Never. Nah.
I can only do the Truly hard lemonades and now the margaritas.
You should be too old to drink a Truly. Like it shouldn't. It shouldn't even cooperate. Cooperate with your body.
That's Truly what? is for like.
You're too old. We're all too old to be drinking.
For like.
Well, there goes the other beer. Sponsor. The show.
Truly is like for a 40 to 50 year old.
Trying to. That's what trying to work for. On.
Come on, White Claw.
Yeah, White Claw. Oh, that's nasty. What do you got there, Wesley?
A Truly. Watermelon lemonade, Truly.
There you go. See?
Y'all turn into women?
Excuse me, Scott. There's no place for gender association and gender assignments here on the Dome Patrol podcast.
Sorry.
We are awoke.
Only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar.
See? Yeah. So have you tried the margarita?
No. Okay. You should. You normally get the lemonade.
Yeah, the lemonade is the best. I won't drink other Trulies other than that.
Like, I hate strawberry anything, but the strawberry lemonade is
Jason, awesome. What is this podcast turning into, Jason? Can you explain this to me?
We're trying to connect with the younger crowd so they can talk about Truly.
Have you tried the skinny girl?
The younger women? We don't have women that listen to this show.
There's got to be one out there somewhere.
She just brought me a Truly.
Hey!
The one woman that listens.
All right.
She doesn't speak English though, right?
Well, she quit listening after she heard your comments last week, Scott.
She's, about women. Comments?
She's actually in the other room listening on her AirPods to the last show.
Very good. All right. Forget what I was doing. Okay, we're doing the intro. So we are recording this Dome Patrol Shouty. It's a little short episode because a whole bunch of news broke today. So we figured we'd hurry up and get our initial instant reaction so that we can give you your money's worth for when you subscribe to one feed and you get multiple shows. So this is the instant reaction to the Saints signings. And I hear word on the street is that a Pelican plunge is on its way, folks. It's been recorded.
What?
Being edited. So we'll also have a Pelican plunge.
It's hilarious. The time we're ready to post a Pelican plunge, the Saints decide to break news.
Yeah, right. Cuts in. Right, you were supposed to publish the. Now the Pelicans is obsolete. You're gonna have to record another one.
They've been waiting to pull the trigger on free agents for Jason.
It's gonna take 4 months to record another one.
Hey, Jason,
Jason was half the show about like the Pelicans possibly clinching last night, and then they didn't.
And then they. It's gonna be the shortest Pelican plunge ever. Pelicans have a basketball team in New Orleans. All right, that's very interesting. Thanks for listening. But if it takes you recording a Pelicans plunge in order for the Saints to do something, then you need to record every week.
Might need to become a daily show.
So it's all my fault. It's all my fault.
Yeah. All right. So put your seatbelts on. Keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. I heard your name. What's your number?
I'll go with the 2. Had a couple glasses of wine at dinner. So sitting down, nothing crazy.
All right. Very good. Scott, what's your number?
I do not have a number. I just got back in town today from San Diego. So, you know, I'm good. I'm relaxed. I'm chill. I'm good.
Yes, I would imagine so.
A whale's vagina.
I'm going to jack it where the sun always shines.
He's going to jack it.
Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind.
Jacking it. Oh.
Been planting them apple seeds and while the apples grow, I'm going to go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it.
Wesley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My number is half of a Truly.
Wow, you drank half a Truly already?
That's whatever that is. There's two drinks. Intro.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah.
Catch you later. Okay, so let me scroll up here. I guess we'll start with the big trade that dropped earlier this afternoon. And if I'm not mistaken, Wesley, that was when you texted me to wake up.
Yes, exactly. Did you see that 3 hours later?
I did. I was working and I was not paying attention. I didn't see any of my alerts. Well, all right.
We had all been talking for about 40 minutes and you hadn't said a word. So I'm like, he still hasn't seen this. So
right. I'll
give you a heads up.
You know, we're going to get Jeff's like 17 reactions for the last 3 hours all at once.
So, and you could see it like probably like 10 hours later and still understand it quicker than Matty Hudak. And
that's like the title of this episode is going to be Computing the Trade. All right. So tell me if I get this right. So the Saints are getting the number 16 pick, the number 19 pick, and the number 194, which is a 6th round pick. The Eagles are getting our 18th pick, a 3rd round pick, a 7th round pick.
Yeah,
101, 237, 3rd and 7th round. And then our next year's 1st round pick and 2024, a 2nd round pick from us.
Correct.
So do you like that? I don't like giving away a 1st round pick ever in a future, but maybe if it's like the 32nd pick, it's okay.
I like having 2 picks right there because there are multiple needs that really, really need to be addressed. You're seeing reports about what they're targeting. I mean, you have to think at least finally they're going to target a wide receiver, but I guess the debate is on the other pick. But I like having the 2 picks this year because in the future when Peyton decides to sign somewhere, we're going to get a 1st round pick or 2 back whenever Sean Payton decides to coach again.
I like the trade. I mean, it's we're trading 2 firsts and getting 2 firsts. And then
Davenport's in the trade.
There's a bunch of other things in there that are kind of, you know, where our 2 firsts are this year. And I mean, Mickey Loomis has said in the past that he never minded trading next year's pick for this year because you're just getting the person you're getting them in the locker room a year sooner. And so looking at it like that, our needs are not great as far as numbers and number of people that we need, but we do need some starters. And so I think it's really important for us to have 4 picks in the first 100 that we do. We have 3 in the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
We need to draft. I mean, we honestly need 3 starting offensive and defensive players like that are going to play immediately this year. So I don't really care if we have 8 picks this year, 7 picks or whatever. I need 4 picks. And those 4 picks can be the highest
picks possible. You got a hit, though.
Yeah, we've got to be accurate what we're doing. And again, I think this is one of those drafts where there's always diamonds in the rough that you can find in the 4th and 5th round. I think this draft is going to have some pretty significant players still later in the draft. I like it. I like getting it out of the way. I think that where we are, it also helps with the salary cap because we got options, which is sign some free agents right now that are going to want, you know, if we want a starter, $6 or $8 or $10 or $12 million a year versus trading some draft picks to where we can get a cheaper draft pick in that can also be a starter right now. And then is under a rookie deal for the next 3 or 4 years while we're transitioning out of the kicking the road. If we actually follow through on that, I think it's important to get our starters from the draft right now.
That's good for contracts in the future too.
Yeah.
So again, like we talked about on last week's episode, how Scott, you're saying like all these other teams are starting to catch on the Saints with the you can go set yourself up to be $90 million over the cap. And then you do these restructures as long as you have the rookie deals and you hit on your draft to offset that. So this is maybe Loomis kind of setting ourselves up. If we do this and we get a good class of like 4 solids, low contracts, we can do the cap game again over the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, they graded out the trade and it basically graded out as an even trade, which is doesn't usually happen. And not only that, it still gives the Saints room to possibly move up even higher based on I don't know how that points things works, but basically they could trade up even higher if they wanted to.
The third. We traded both of these picks and both scales that you look at, the 16 and 19 can get you to the number 3 overall pick.
Right. So and, I'm not saying they're going to do that, but
well, a lot
right,
of like, people yes. are.
Is it more? All right, so let's say you're the GM or you're the guy making the decision for the Saints. Are you doing this because you want, like you said earlier, Wesley, four picks in the top 100, three in the top 50, two in the first? Or are you accumulating a bunch so that you can get the third pick?
I don't know who they would get, like right. who they would want that high. There's not I'll like be, somebody coming
it's
out. It's
going to be Malik Willis, right? I mean, that's going to be the
that's
first.
That's what you would taken, assume. Right? Either him or Neil, the tackle. It's which again, we're talking about. We all say that, you know, James Hurst did a good job last year replacing Teron Armstead. But if you're actually trying to replace Teron Armstead, that's a top five pick.
I would be opposed to trading up again because I think
me too.
You know,
I
like,
would too.
We there the again, needs are there and needing this
more look, position player. Right. You need more players than you do the best player.
And right. look, this team has a good roster. We're not like one guy's not going to fix it, but man, you get two or three guys in here. This team's good enough to win the division next year. You know, if you hit on the drafts, I mean, two of the teams in the division suck, and Tampa's got 45-year-old Tom Brady. So. I just
and
think
Tom Brady and they don't the beat coach. Us. He's a coach and they don't beat us in the regular season.
Right, right. And I mean, man, I'll be upset if it's not offensive lineman and a receiver in the first two. If they take a quarterback in the first round, I'm really going to.
There's no need for it. And that's what. So what is with all these? I'm using air quotes for those of you listening. Experts saying that this is all a bunch of maneuvering so that the Saints can grab a quarterback. Because you're seeing a lot of that prediction, like, oh, this is they're going after Pickett or
because
somebody.
Since Drew Brees left, we haven't replaced him. I mean, Jameis has a contract that is not us committing to him long term. I mean, it is a very cheap, easy
well,
to get out of contract.
I mean, he's got to prove himself coming off the injury that he can do it all season.
Well,
and
but
he's
also
not going to be able to do that before the draft.
I mean, if you draft a quarterback, like you're clearly not playing him, and you're definitely playing Jameis right this year anyway. So you draft a quarterback, that's a guy who's not going to be on the field this year. And yes, you may be looking in the future, but man, is there really a guy that's like
that's,
that?
I don't think there is. I really don't think there is this year.
Right. Are any of the guys who are quarterbacks in this year's draft the next, even Russell Wilson? Like, I don't want to say Brady, Breeze, or Manning, or Rodgers, but like, go next tier, Russell Wilson, even. Like,
there's three quarterbacks in this draft that need time to develop, but they have some strong skills that could lead to them being. I mean, a very good starter in the league. I mean, without getting into the surprises, there's three good quarterbacks that a lot of people agree on could develop into something. Pickett's the one that's the closest to starting now. And honestly, I'll tell you right now, and this is one of those things, if Pickett's hands didn't measure out as he would be the smallest starting hands of any starter in the league, if his hands didn't measure out like that, Pickett would be lauded as a top 10 to 12 pick by many.
Where
people.
Do his hands rank against Drew Brees' hands? Well, didn't Drew Brees have
Drew Brees relative? Had large hands?
Did he? Being
Drew Brees yeah. was short, but had like some of the Drew Brees had some of the biggest hands of any starting quarterback, even though he was a smaller guy.
That's according right. to Brittany.
but no, so I mean, but Pickett if drafted will have this. I mean, if he starts, would have the smallest starting hands in the league, and there's just a whole lot of science out there that you can see the guys with hands that size fumble a lot.
Okay, is this also a statement maybe moved by the Saints that they see people this particular year early in the draft? Like I want, like again, like you need a receiver, you need a lineman, and I want those early picks. To get these, like I'm not willing to wait because they see who they want, or yeah. is it you always try to get as many picks? It doesn't matter, you just try to get picks.
I mean, kind of like we said, I think they have just a lot of positions to fill, so they're trying to stockpile as many picks as possible. That's why one reason why I don't think they'll move up any higher. And now you have two picks in the first round, it's just I think it's just smart that you have needs to fill them and fill them with young players that. Will be there for possibly a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, we're 23 days away from the draft. The Saints have their top 100 players ranked. They might move a few more people and have some conversations, over the next few, you know, few weeks, but they know who their top 100 players are pretty much right now. So I think that they think that there's probably quite a few players in the top 50 that they would be interested in having. And I mean, mine that I look at is the three positions that are good for us. Offensive line is very deep this year. There's five or six really good offensive linemen. There will be some, a starting tackle available at 16. There will be wide receiver. We keep talking about wide receiver. There are six or seven wide receivers that are fantastic. They're going to come right into the league. We've seen what wide receivers, rookie wide receivers have finally been able to do in the NFL the last 3 years. At 16 or at 19, there's going to be a great starting wide receiver. And then the other thing, there's three or four really good safeties. And so there, of those three positions that we desperately need, those three positions that we desperately need, we're going to be able to get two of them at 16 and 19. It's like, it's just guaranteed. We may not be get the number one guy in our list, but we can get a starter out of all three of those positions.
Right. So you think like this almost guarantees that you're going to get at least either Jameson Williams or Olave. I said his name right.
One would think.
You would think they would. This clearly marks they're definitely going to take a receiver, but the Saints always draft who we don't like. The Saints never draft the way the fans want them to, ever.
You mean they don't draft LSU players?
Right. Which the top wide receivers have been LSU players.
For, you know, more times than not that the Saints know, you know, the Saints scouting team and the people whose job it is to do and make these decisions know more than the fan who doesn't understand how the salary cap works or is playing fantasy football whenever they're deciding.
The one big LSU guy they drafted out.
And who have unrealistic expectations. Like, we should grab every free agent that exists. But I would say, like, I kind of would like us to draft Jameson Williams just because I want Jameis to Jameson. I want that to be a thing. And then I want to see how many ignorant Saints fans say Jameson to Jameson or Jameis to Jameis. Because you know they're going to get it wrong. Like, I've already seen how half the Saints fans on when they do the live stream Facebook lives of the press conferences, all the fans in there that's like, Jameson Winston is my favorite quarterback. Really?
Are you included in half those fans? Because you get names wrong quite a bit.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't get names as bad as Damon used to. Mm-hmm. That's a Dome Patrol
tradition. That's your comparison?
That's a Dome Patrol
tradition. I'm glad that Tamus doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that?
Tight end only.
That's right. That's what all right. So anything else about the trade before we move on to the next move?
I hope to God they don't trade and just keep those picks, but I like it because it helps them reload quick if they hit on the picks.
I will understand if with the 16th or 19th pick, we end up if one of the big quarterbacks that we are in love with falls. And if we do it, I'm not saying I want to do it. And if I was the GM, that's not the way
I'd be happy if we took a quarterback.
I mean, I'm not going to be mad on draft night about it because I'm going to wait to see how that quarterback plays.
Jason will take care of that for you.
You're not going to be don't worry. I got it.
I was
got it covered.
Quite
upset. Jason got you covered.
Yeah. If I was upset, nobody would hear me over Jason screaming.
Our first round live stream is going to be so much more exciting now.
But well, I will.
You're going to get two reactions from
me. We need two first round draft picks this year. If we combine these two first round draft picks into one, I don't care who it is that we trade up for. I'm not going to really be happy about it. I think that we need two.
I kind of feel like that again, and it's that offensive lineman and wide receiver, and you leave the quarterback alone, and you can deal with that another day.
I mean, it's two positions that are getting paid $20 million a piece right now. And actually on wide receiver, some Christian Kirk got $20 million.
Yeah.
So if you can right then get a starting tackle and a starting wide receiver for first round draft picks and lock them in for 5 years.
Yeah.
Where the most you're going to be paying them is 10 or 12 million. Do it.
And then, so some of these early predictions for tackle some names you might want to get familiar with are Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa, and then I'm gonna ruin this name, Bernard Raymond.
He's from Central Michigan.
Swanson
Swenson.
Samsonite. I was way off.
It's Samsonite.
I knew it started with an S, though.
And Jeff, I know that you're obsessed with mock drafts right now, but in most of the time, if you've seen the couple of mock drafts I've sent y'all, I've drafted Raymond and Olave. If the two of them are available, I love that pairing.
Yeah,
they're probably neither one going to be available right. at 16. But we'll just go ahead and accept that. But when those two fall, I think that's a great pairing. I think for what we do, Raymond is perfect.
Okay. Well, and then they tweeted a taco, and that means Taco Charlton.
Yep.
Couldn't they have waited till tomorrow to announce that pick?
Right. It's like deflates the trade, right? Like,
no, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, look at you.
And I don't know how much y'all remember about Taco Charlton, but he came out of Michigan, and he was very much mocked to us quite a bit where we were drafting that year. And he was one of those guys.
Oh, the mock drafts weren't right.
He was one of those guys that had absolutely like no stats whatsoever at Michigan for sacks or tackles or penetrations, hardly at all. But everybody was like, with his size and athleticism, he was going to be coached into somebody great, but he had no motivation. And I was very adamant that year about not wanting to draft him. What was a great thing is that the Dallas Cowboys drafted him right before TJ Watt got taken. And, you know, of course, nobody knew that TJ Watt was going to end up being TJ Watt. He would have been number one overall. But it's always been a great thing to make fun of Cowboy fans for could have had TJ Watt. And instead they had Taco Charlton, who got cut a couple years later. But now we have him. He's, hey, guys, 11 and a half sacks.
Baller.
5-year career.
Championship.
In his 5-year career. Not last year.
Championship.
I mean, whatever. Camp body. I don't care.
I mean, what is it? Is it his size they like?
It's weird the players he's a
massive,
now.
Very athletic guy.
And the Saints love themselves some wingspan, big, tall, fast.
Guys plug the middle.
Even Cam Jordan said today he is now the shortest defensive end on the Saints. And we have like 7 or 8 defensive ends, and he's the shortest one now.
Yeah, Taco is 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big
dude,
one.
That's tall, yeah.
So we did also sign that safety. Justin Evans, played 2 years.
Justin Evans,
former second round pick. How old is he?
He's young. He's still
okay. I mean,
yeah. I guess did he have a Michael Thomas ankle injury? Took him out for 2 years.
Standard.
I mean, he was a highly thought of safety coming out of the draft and all. I mean, and if he's young and can maybe he can find something, be great. Jeff, you look confused.
I mean, I want to go back to this taco thing. You're making fun of him for 11 and a half sacks. I'm trying to understand what the Saints see, but that is only over the course of 55 games. He has not played a complete season since his rookie year. He played 11 games in his second year, 10 in his third year, 7 in his fourth year, and 11 last year.
So him and Davenport will be hanging out on the bench in rehab.
The Saints love themselves some injury-riddled motherfuckers.
Apparently. They got that safety. The safety has been out for 2 years rehabbing injuries. It's like, what the hell?
Taking chances, swinging for the fences.
Sign Honey Badger and just get this shit over with.
Well, I can just tell you, when he was going, he's only 27, but when he was going through trying to make the team here for the Cowboys, if he hadn't been a first-round draft pick, like, he would not have made the team. He was obviously not a good football player and did not have a high motor or a lot of effort.
Great. Just what you want out of your defensive end.
I mean, again, I think he was with the Steelers last year, right? Maybe he learned something from TJ Watt.
You love a guy who's on a different team every year, though.
Yeah.
He's
been on the Dolphins and
Kansas City.
Steelers and Kansas City Chiefs.
That's just the Saints' way of trying to throw you off the scent of the continuity that we've had so far. Just running it all back. No, look, we got Taco. You know what?
They
we
might just Taco. Want a practice guy. Or maybe maybe it's for Taco Tuesday. They're doing a new thing.
What kind of do we know how long his deal was?
What like
is it a 1 year?
Oh my god,
I don't know how long his deal is. He's
deal, Wes. Deal.
These are all 1 year contracts.
Okay, thank you.
With Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport, and Taco, and now in Peyton Turner, it's 5 first round draft picks and 4 players, on our defensive line.
And ain't none of them acting like it. Oh, and did y'all, you didn't forget about your tight end, J.P. Holtz, is visiting the Saints.
Who the fuck is that guy?
But we have a tight end, Taysom.
Yeah, we got the best tight end in the league.
Speaking of that, I believe Ryan Griffin will be hurt released today.
No, Taysom only gets hurt when he plays quarterback. What did you say, Wesley?
Ryan Griffin was released today. He's back out there.
Oh.
He could be the new Josh Hill.
Okay, well, dude, I'd take Josh Hill over what we had last year. Yeah, so y'all think Troutman's going to actually amount to anything?
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better. Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah.
I think last year was Troutman's put up or shut up year. And
he shut up.
He just, yeah, he's just not consistent enough.
Yeah, but it wasn't, was it? I mean, come on now. You think it's his fault?
You also, right. Like, you lost Jameis after 7 weeks.
And Taysom Hill.
I mean, you almost have to throw
Meyer throw
into, I know, it. You almost have to throw last year out too. I mean, you didn't have MT. Like, he,
I haven't given up on him just, yet.
He
but
had moments. Field he cool. had
it,
moments.
It was the drops. That for me, yeah. like if we just took away his five or six, like, and all his drops were huge too. They were always third down. Them. It was always would have been a right. first down or a touchdown. Like, he just,
I think having Michael Thomas back is going to elevate everybody.
Yeah.
And drafting a receiver in the first round. That too.
You're right. And yeah, I'm Michael sorry, Thomas, like, everybody's Olave, making fun really of this Traquan deal, but you saw Dennis Allen's comments about Traquan, talking about something like he's the guy who can get the dirty shit done, like, or whatever his comment was, dude, Sean Payton was high on Traquan and the role that he plays. Dennis Allen sees it as well. I mean, there may be something Traquan's doing.
Okay, but he also, like, had a month to go out there and look for a job, and the only interview he even got was the Atlanta Falcons, who didn't sign him to a deal, and he came back to us, and we.
You
got
think
him.
Maybe Dennis Allen is just basically?
I mean, what like, else are you gonna say about
lipstick
the guy
on a pig here?
You need him to go work really hard in the offseason, so maybe he sucks less next year.
He's spitting on our cupcakes and telling us it's icing, is what you're saying. I guess that would be something a head coach should do. Then what about Kwon Alexander and the fact that he hasn't signed with anyone yet? Would you bring him home?
Yeah, but it's going to be on a minimum deal, and we've got to tell him you are coming in to only play in dime packages here. I'm sorry, this is now Werner's job. Put Kwon in on dime packages where he's doing nothing but guarding a tight end, running across the middle.
Does that mean you can pay Kwon less too?
You have to. I mean, you just tell him, like, this is, we'd love to have your energy here, but this is your job here. And maybe you do it enough to get another contract. But there's also a reason for him that he's not getting a contract somewhere else.
Right. And it's kind of like the league is.
You've seen him get injured,
which gives the Saints better negotiating power too, to be like, where else are you going to go, buddy?
How he ever got the big, massive contract that we traded for and, like, had to cut him on doesn't make sense to me. But he is so much like Stephon Anthony, of the fact of that he's just this heat-seeking missile, but goes the wrong way most of the time, or a lot of the time. He would definitely blow up plays, but he will miss a tackle and get in the wrong position a whole bunch too.
Yeah.
So think dime packages are perfect for him, but you have to pay him like a dime linebacker.
All right. I think that's everything. The only thing we didn't talk about between last week and this week is Daniel Sorensen signing from Kansas City. I can't remember if y'all mentioned it on that episode that I wasn't on when y'all bashed the Twitter people or not, but what's up with that?
What's up with that? What's up with that?
It's a Jeff Heath replacement signing. That is not anything to do with being a safety. He is a special teams guy.
Yeah, he's going to be a special teams guy.
Okay.
I mean, Jeff
Heath, and special teams 30, is important.
35 snaps last year. I mean, he'll get in some weird packages.
And you might see Sorensen have five cornerbacks on the field.
And most of the snaps that Heath played was emergency when somebody got hurt and missed a couple of plays and stuff like that, not actual packages.
Right. If that's his specialty, yeah, then you do need a couple of those guys.
We do. So, again, I think it's terrifying if you watch highlights with him in them, because he's always trailing 12 yards behind a receiver who's getting the touchdown.
Well, I mean, look at him.
But he doesn't look fast. That's what you're saying.
He does not look fast. Like, you can, some people, you could just look at him and you just know. Kind of reminds me of Matt Ryan a little bit in the face.
Not a compliment.
No,
he has bigger arms than Matt Ryan, though.
Well, there you go. And he knows how to shit in a toilet
instead of his pants.
Right. Now you got it. All right. Anything else? Final thoughts?
Man, I'm hoping we can get some announcement on this damn schedule so we can book some flights and
bro, that doesn't have to. They don't tell you the dates of the games until like
May 12th.
Mid to late April.
May.
Or May. Yeah, like early May every year. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the schedule's coming out May 12th. But 5 years ago when I went, they announced it in January, at least the international games. I bought my tickets January 31st.
It's almost like it would be pretty nice of them to tell everybody. At least that.
It sounds like we're down to a couple of weeks and a couple of
starters. We don't even know who October. It is yet, do we?
The rumor is either Bengals or Vikings. Ben talked to somebody the other day, and he said they're trying to think the Vikings is the preferred choice in week six.
How does Ben –
Bengals in week five.
I mean, he lives over there. It's
He does live in England.
Was he talking to his ticket broker?
I believe he's got a correspondence with a guy.
Yeah, one of the prisoners.
Duncan is his source.
Yeah, it was Duncan that he talked to.
I mean, it's okay. We can tell people.
I don't know.
All right. What else y'all got? Final thoughts.
Jeff, do you know what week it is? Tiger week!
Chop in, lining up his putt, using the flag stick as his putter for some odd reason. He takes a few steps towards the hole. Unbuckles his belt. The champion is defecating in the cup, and the gallery has seen enough.
Holy word, motherfuckers.
Not a moment too soon. The police have arrived and are walking towards the champion slowly.
Tiger Woods is going to play the Masters this week. That is crazy.
Is it real? He's playing like he decided? Or
allegedly.
Last I saw, he was deciding.
Allegedly.
He is playing. He is playing.
You think he has a chance to win?
Nope. Thank you.
But I think he can make the cut.
Top 10.
Scott thinks top 10.
You got enough money to bet on that in FanDuel?
No, I'm not betting on Tiger Woods.
If I can bet him to be in the top 10, I'll bet him.
I bet you can find that.
I'll look.
You could. Yeah, I think he's 55-1 to win.
Ooh.
I wouldn't bet him to win, but I'd bet him.
Jeff, you wouldn't put down your max of $2 to bet. Yeah,
I would put a
$2 bet on Tiger Woods. No. Just think how much fun you'd have. You'd actually watch the Masters.
I wouldn't have fun because there's no chance in hell he would win.
Okay, you should bet on somebody else.
I would be giving away $2.
You should bet on somebody $2? Else.
Well, I would bet on somebody else, but you never tell me who to bet on. Spieth? What about Spieth? I know his name.
Spieth, Koepka, go look at the, you know, you could find some short guys and then find some guys with longer odds. I think Brooks Koepka is going to win. I told Wesley that earlier. That's my pick to win is Brooks Koepka. He's a major.
I think Jeff just likes saying Spieth.
Bet on Spieth. He's won there before. Just put a little dollar on Spieth. It'll be fun.
Hey, did y'all mention PJ Williams is coming back?
Oh, no, we didn't, right?
I don't think we did.
And I remember we were talking about like we'd like to see him come back, but I think NFL.com reported 2 days ago that he is returning to the Saints on a one-year deal.
Yep.
And that we are adding defensive tackle Jaleel White. I mean, Jaleel Johnson.
Jaleel White. Urkel's coming.
Did I do that?
Yeah, I like having PJ back. The depth knows the defense. We're going to need him. You know, for
it's funny because like, we sure. say the Saints have been quote-unquote quiet this offseason. But, I mean, granted, today was a lot of activity. But, I mean, they are quietly doing a lot of things. They're just not in, you know.
They're not the positions that we want, but now you still have the draft to address that, which is why the trade today.
Depth. Right. You know, it seems like they're shoring up depth on the line, you know, the defensive line, and at the safety position, you're bringing in as many bodies as you can to make up for it, which, again, is smart. Why not bring in a bunch of guys? You can always cut. And then you want your depth and your practice squad to – look good too.
I mean, look, if they leave the draft without a receiver, then yes, we can be completely mad at everything they did this year for not this offseason for not addressing that position. You can be mad then, but they still have an entire draft to add pieces to this team at a better value than just the open free agent market.
So checking in on like, all right, Peyton retires. Now we have Dennis Allen as our coach. Checking in on everybody from then to now, how are you feeling? Because compared to how you were feeling back then, how are you feeling with the new Saints so far? Now that you've seen a few of their moves, and do you feel like you have at least a little bit of a window into the identity of the office, like front office plus coach? Like,
I mean, I don't know.
Different? Are things The same.
I'm probably the same. It's just, it's at this point, it's a wait and see. Do you have faith that they can run things right? I don't. I mean, I'd like to think
seen
so.
Enough, you haven't seen enough yet to
well,
know.
Well, no. I mean, you have to see some results.
Well, you've seen the moves that they've made. You've seen them go after Watson. You've seen them.
But we didn't get him. I mean, so what? We
yeah, but that's
him.
Money. That's that's his agent and Cleveland coming in and manipulating everybody.
He's not on the team there. So,
well, thank goodness, right? I mean, we dodged a bullet.
No, we really
bringing in that evil human being who's the worst human being on the face of the planet. We don't want that in our locker room.
Come back to me after the draft.
No,
that's what I was thinking. Like, talk to me after the draft, and then I'll kind of let you know how I'm feeling.
Might be feeling fantastic.
Okay.
My biggest concern right now that I don't know how we're going to address, and I mean, is we're going to miss Alvin Kamara for probably 6 games this year. I think that the new injuries that we don't have right now that we dealt with last year. So like the returning people, Michael Thomas, hopefully Peyton Turner actually shows that he can not necessarily be a first round draft pick, be something. If Davenport, never mind. I'm giving up on Davenport. but with those things,
injury wise.
Yeah. Injury wise. So there's just the people we have returning from injury. That's almost like signing some free agents there. But now that we're positioned with this way with the draft, we can get a starting offensive lineman and a starting wide receiver. I still think the Saints signed somebody else in free agency, especially receiver, because what's going on, it looks like these wide receivers probably would be signed right now, except for some of those enormous contracts, like mentioned Christian Kirk and some of those. So some of these guys, Julio Jones, Jarvis Landry, T.Y. Hilton, I mean, even Cole Beasley and A.J. Green are probably all hoping they can – They're hoping they can get $12 million or $14 million. And apparently the deal that we've heard is that Jarvis Landry had a deal in place with Atlanta for $16 million a year if they got Deshaun Watson.
Right.
So he probably is like moving on, go, well, I'll get $16 million from somebody else, and that's not happening.
And no, you – So
there's a lot of these older guys that are – the prices are going to fall. They're holding out for a while, but maybe it's after the draft, which, again – works because it doesn't fall into the compensation, compensatory picks and all after the draft. So, I mean, maybe that works for everybody, but those prices are going to fall on those players. Like, there's going to be a decent third receiver that has a lot of skins on the wall.
Well, and I think I heard Underhill kind of talking about too, like there is like a domino setup of like, you're not going to see Cole Beasley go before say like a Julio Jones, because there's a certain market that's set, you know what I mean? Right, so right. In order for Cole Beasley to get his max potential, he's going to have a better receiver get as much as they can get. Because if Cole Beasley comes in and signs a deal, then he ruins the whole thing for everybody. And if they are represented by a lot of them are by the same agents or a couple of agents between all of them, it's all a coordinated effort. And for like sure. All the pieces are being set up. And then like, once that first one is signed, then you're going to see them all go quickly.
Well, but even all the way down,
the Saints probably do have some like offers in place to each of those receivers. And then it's just a matter of like, okay, this one went there, this one went there. So then now it's Beasley to us or something.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get the other one.
We're trying to replace like Kevin White, Kenny Stills, and little Jordan Humphrey got quite a few snaps last year at wide receiver. And it's not just because Michael Thomas was injured. Right. Like, we also did not address wide receiver last year. So, I mean, I'm talking about upgrades over Kevin White and Kenny Stills. So, I mean, Keelan Cole, Sammy Watkins, Alan Hearns.
Every one of them are upgrades.
Like right. Marquise Everybody. Goodwin, Adam Humphreys. Like, these are guys that are, I'll take them over Kenny freaking Stills.
Right.
They're still quite a few receivers out there that maybe aren't your number one and they're not or your number two, but there's guys out there that can play football and come in and be better than those guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way the Saints draft
Jeff had to go
receivers,
wrong.
Right?
That is truly out.
I mean, look, like I said, we'd all be grateful if they just draft one receiver. So,
right,
yeah. Almost laughed when I thought about, well, could they actually draft two?
I mean, it is definitely for me. I mean, when we had more draft picks 12 hours ago, I had quite a few thoughts of getting a second receiver later in the draft. Maybe that's less likely now,
To get him in free agency, and at least it's an established guy.
Yeah, I say you can draft one and get one in free agency and look good, and then pick up Boutte next year, and you'll be rolling.
We don't have a first round
with the first round pick that we don't have.
Which pick, right?
We don't have right now.
The Sean Payton pick.
The Sean Payton pick.
We don't have right now. How
good would it be to take an LSU player with Sean Payton pick? You know,
I would bet money that we have a pick in the first round next year.
Which, if I got greater odds than Tiger winning, giving top 10 at the Masters. Which one's less likely?
Tiger winning the Masters.
Yes, for sure.
Now watch, Tiger's going to go win the Masters.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, y'all right. Doubted him?
Anybody else got a final thought on this? That was a weird, long, meandering final thought that went to a whole other segment.
But it all started with Tiger Week.
And then it ended with Saints drafting an LSU Tiger next year. Mm-hmm. Tiger. All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading every single week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion, Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast, and the Tiger's Den. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. That's for the British version of our show. Follow us on Facebook to watch live streams. Speaking of, start making your plans now. Thursday night, is it April 28th? The first night of the draft, we will be doing the third or fourth annual Dome Patrol live stream on our Facebook page, where we bring in all the Dome Patrol family together. One big live stream for the entire first round of the draft. We also bring fans in. So if you're watching and you got Zoom, we might invite you to jump on and ask you some of your thoughts on there. And Scott, do you think Darth Saint will join us again for the third year in a row?
Yeah, I think maybe we can see if we can get Darth Saint.
We'll see if his wife says that's okay.
Oh, yeah, he's new.
He has to miss him now.
Now he's Mrs. Darth Saint.
Yeah, his wife's pretty cool, so she'll be all right, I think.
All right. Well, if you want to participate, if you want to participate during the season in game day chat or in the off season, just talk to us about anything. You can join the Dome Patrol Discord server. Just DM us on Twitter and we'll send you an invite link for that. And then if you want to listen to us the old fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
Bad count.
Say bye bye, donkeys.
Bye bye, number 18 pick donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.